people, purpose, patience. I had a full episode recorded right before I went to a hearing for my job. It's my first time really being outside in like 2 weeks. So I haven't found the words to record. I haven't really found the discipline or enthusiasm to really try to begin again. And as always, excuse the background noise, but this is the best way for myself, for me to get this out the realest way possible. But you already know that. And I apologize one more time. I would be remiss if I didn't thank you all. As podcasters, we get a wrap up around it close to the end of November, and to say that you heard me is an understatement. You more than heard me. You more than listened. You more than championed this podcast, because it's becoming more and more prevalent to me that the authenticity in my words and my walk means something. It's making a difference. More than ever, especially now, I know that to be true. My personal journey as well, as I give you my personal journey, just what I mean to you and people in my life. Just like I said, I was trying to find the words, trying to gather any and every way possible to basically survive. You know, the words, a few words from the song, Eye of the Tiger, keep popping up in my head. Just a man with his will to survive. You know, as cheesy as that song may be, because so many people use it for the exact same thing, but if you listen to the words, rising up, you know, that doesn't do anything to you. It's the reason why people go to that song and others for those reasons of discipline, reasons of motivation and such like that. It's the reason why you listen to the words. I recently lost my job after 20 years and got fired. Am I ashamed? No. The one thing that I was upset more than anything, I was upset because I couldn't do it on my terms. And when I say my terms, most people think that that's in a disrespectful manner or something like that, or go out on their shield or whatever the case may be. My terms meant for me to basically get to what they gave me. So they apologized and tried to speak as clearly as possible. And
because it hasn't been all bad with myself and that company. It wasn't all bad. I started like I want to say a month. About a year, maybe a few years into my working at this company, I didn't have any children. Me and my wife were just trying to figure out what we were going to do with life, or what we were going to do with our relationship, with our individual lives. And there was a person there that I can't. My grandmother, I love her to life. She told me I was going to do great things. She told me I was going to be whatever I could, whatever I wanted to be, if I just stayed myself, if I just stayed the course of being me. I wound up leaving 3 years into this job to go to school because I didn't feel the direction. So I left. About a month later, she gave me a contract. Come back. That's all she said. She called me on the phone. Come back. And I said, all right, I'll be more. And I went back like nothing ever happened. I went back like I never left. The only thing that they didn't give me was my seniority back. I got my pay. But I got back, I came back with the intentions of being great. Because I understood the mission at that point. I understood the mission, it was bigger than myself. Bigger than myself. Because the mission wasn't just the job, the mission was the people. That's what I'm trying to get at right now. I'm not walking in traffic, don't get me wrong, but I am like walking next to a busy intersection. The mission was the people. Throughout the years, I have met and I've had the privilege of being a part of so many beautiful moments. Excuse my voice if it's cracking up, but if you know me personally, you know my heart. Because I display it any and everywhere I go. Throughout the years, I've met so many beautiful people. And I've carried from October 2004 to right now, I've carried almost 20 years of guidance and wisdom and love and laughter. And it has taken me and continues to take me places that I never even fathomed. So I hold no ill will for that company because of the people. A few here and there made my time there kind of unbearable. Including one that kind of really made it his point to make sure I was gone for what I did. I'll get into what I did in a second. But I just wanted to give thanks for the listeners of this podcast and to the people from that company that I touched, that touched me, that continue to touch me, and continue to guide, and continue to laugh, and continue to lead me. For the people that I've worked with and listened to this podcast, you thought I was leading you all. No. I was getting my direction. I was getting my discipline. I was getting my motivation from y'all. I wasn't doing shit. That was all you. That was all you. So for the people that say that I was this and I was that, no. Once again, that was all you. Because you made me into the person that I was to you. You made me say those words and have those moments and those laughs and all of that laughter and everything that we shared, including everything that we said in private. I can't say the company's name because I do have sponsors and they ain't one of them. But side note, I even got words from one of my sponsors that listen to this podcast that told me, don't filter out the noise. Let them find your voice. Don't filter out the background. We'll give you filters and everything to try and drown it out. But they need to find your voice. You do not know how powerful that is. You do not know how powerful your presence is. That came from somebody that didn't even know me, that just listened to one intro and one episode to be sure that they would put their backing into this podcast. I don't have the equipment that I did before. I threw it all away and when I moved. I threw it all away because I was pissed because I couldn't, once again, leave on my terms. So everything was done, you know, to me instead of allowing me to do it how I wanted to do it. So once again, me not being able to be on my terms has sort of not really knocked me off pivot. But I can't say it hasn't, but because it has. It has. It knocked me off pivot. It knocked me down. For the last 2 weeks, I've done nothing. And that's not like me to not do anything. I didn't touch a weight. I didn't even do a push-up because I was so wrapped up in emotion. So for those that don't know, let me tell you. I was walking through the store just doing my routine, making sure everything was in place, making sure nothing was out of place, making sure customers knew where things were and if they needed, you know, any kind of help, speaking to the people that I knew, stuff like that. I saw an individual putting things in his backpack. Now, you all know, I've helped people. I've bought people food. I've bought people items. Not alcohol. Not things like that. Diapers and stuff like that, you know. Make sure they got some essentials or whatever the case may be. Never any alcohol. Never. He was putting beers and he was gathering up deodorant, soap and stuff. I said, hey, man, put that back. Let me get you something to eat. This was a few days before Thanksgiving. I said, hey, put that back. Let me get you something to eat. You know, I don't want you. I don't want you having to do that or having to go that route. You know, right before the holidays, man. God gonna bless you. He proceeds to say, excuse my French, or English rather, he proceeds to say, fuck you, I'll blow your head off. And I said, sir, it's all of that's not even called for. And he pushed me. And I said, okay. Let me rewind a little bit to a couple of days before that. This was 2 weeks ago, but about 3 days before that, I had a similar incident with a customer. Similar incident where this man pushed me and I grabbed him, lifting him up off his feet. He looked me in my eyes and he said, I'm sorry, sir, put me down. I meant no disrespect. And I let him go. And I told my superior, well, one of them, because I kind of was a superior, but I wasn't acting, I wasn't alone in that. So I told him, and he told me, you're too nice. Next time it happens, you have my right, my permission to fuck them up. Do what you need to do. At this point, it's self-defense. Fast forward to that particular incident. Not saying that's why I did what I did, but as a person, you have a limit to things that you would take. And I had my limit. I was fed up with the disrespect. I was fed up with the threats. I wasn't going to let anybody tell me that they were going to blow my head off and then give them the avenue to actually do it. Once again, excuse the cause. I wasn't going to give them the avenue to do it. It's 9:30 at night, or close to 9:30 at night, and I had to make sure that I made it home safely. Just like I got to make sure everyone else that I work with makes it home safely. I have to remove the threat, because just as I've stated on this podcast and to people plenty of times, we don't have security properly at that store. Other stores have armed guards and whatnot. We need those that exact same measure. We need that exact same measure in that store. We didn't get it. We didn't have it. The security of that store was me. And another employee. God bless her heart. Love that lady to life as well. We took it upon ourselves, me and her, took it upon ourselves to make sure that the people in that store were safe. Once again, sorry for the noise. So, after he pushed me, I said, sir, we don't need to do that. He said, I'll blow your fucking head off, and he reached in his bag. I didn't give them the opportunity to really pull out whatever he was reaching for. So I grabbed him. He pulled away. He swung on me. He said, no. I'm going to get my people. We coming back up here. We killing your ass. Once again, I didn't let that happen. And I acted. I wasn't a manager at that point. I was a man trying to survive. Because like I said, I wasn't giving this person the opportunity to act out on that threat. Did I take it too far? Yes. Did I chase them throughout the store? Yes. Did I incite the other people that I work with to feel that they had to step in and help? Not that I asked for it, but being who I am, being in the position that I'm in, the leader that I know I am, they weren't going to let me go down. just like I wouldn't liquor. So I did what needed to be done. I had to be pulled off. I accidentally caused one of my employees to get knocked down. I had to be pulled off of this individual. And someone came in with handcuffs, one of the outside security officers. Came in with handcuffs, handcuffed this individual. He was taken in. He had two warrants out. Armed criminal assault, armed criminal action. Well, which is kind of the same thing, but they told me separately. And I even told superiors, people in our loss prevention, people in our asset protection, and one of my other managers, I told them what happened. But what I told them was, I don't want anyone implicated but myself. I don't want this to be a mass firing of people. Someone has to go, let it be me. Because like I said, I stated before that I was leaving. My intentions were to leave in January because I didn't feel my direction was being nurtured the way that I hoped it would be in the position that I was in or trying to get to. So, I was let go. 20 years of accolades, 20 years of relationships, 20 years of promotions, and a great standing within the company and the community, and I was let go because of self-defense. I was told that I threw him 2-3 feet, slammed his head in the ground, and really acted completely out of character and caused other people to do the same and endangered a lot of people. That I accept. But what I do not accept is the fact that I was not going to take the chance of not making it home to my wife and my children, see my mother and my brother, laugh with my sister, laugh with family and friends again. I wasn't taking that chance. So I sat there for 2 weeks. A week and a half, rather. And I told myself that, all right, now it's time for you to get up. That's exactly what I'm doing now. Back to the love. To the people that know, to the people that give, to the people that listen. Just because we don't work together anymore does not mean that our relationship has to end. It's growing now. Because I realize I get the love that I gave. I get the love that I give. This podcast won't change. The frequency won't change. Something in me had to put out multiple episodes, more episodes, because, like I said, I was going through something and I sensed a change. I sensed a shift. Because I had to let go of what wasn't making me happy anymore. My job wasn't making me happy. The people were, but the job wasn't. So now it was time for me to not only put the cape back on, so to speak, to show the people that care about me and the people I care about why I put it on in the first place. Patience is a podcast.